church, we love God. Make no mistake about that. At our church, we believe in God's radical, unconditional, and unwavering love for us. At our church, we believe that Jesus is God. We also affirm that you may or may not believe that Jesus is God, and we're not asking you to change your belief system before you attend our church. We're simply inviting you on a journey toward Jesus. For years, churches have placed a high priority on Jesus as the get-out-of-hell-free card. At our church, we place the highest priority on Jesus as a live life to the fullest invitation. At our church, we believe every person has a dream deep inside their hearts, and that God put that dream there, not for our glory, but for His. At our church, we're not concerned with where you've been, but where you're going. At our church, we believe that the Bible is God's Word. It is real. It is living. It is active. We believe that people who don't go to church anywhere are not the enemy. They are real people who need the perfect love that only God can give. And we believe that God gives this love through, of all people, us. At our church, we do not and we will not display a holier-than-thou attitude toward anyone. We are all broken people, but He is putting us back together. And finally, and most importantly, at our church, we believe that Jesus really lived, that He really died on the cross, and that He really rose again on the third day. And we cannot and we will not candy coat or water down that message, ever. Today, you've chosen to sit yourself in the middle of a very safe place to hear a potentially dangerous message. Welcome to our church.
Good morning and welcome to the presence, everyone. Yeah. Hallelujah. Welcome those of you in-house, those of you watching live stream or on our Facebook page. Thank you for joining us today. This is the day. Today. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and what? Be glad in it. Come on, let's stand and let's rejoice because we are glad. Here's a good old congregation. This is a day. This is a day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it, Come on, say it. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day, that the Lord has made. Oh, say this is the day. Come on. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad. Together, clap, clap. Come on, rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody tell him, I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. You're so awesome. All we want is you today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to stand in your presence, to stand in the glory, in the congregation of your saints. Lord, we give you the praise for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, Lord, for the glory. Hallelujah. The glory that rests on your believers today. In the name of Jesus, the glory that gets us through every moment, every hour of every day, the glory. Hallelujah. The reason why we live, the reason why we move, the reason why we have our very being, the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Your presence, your presence, your presence keeps us, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence directs us, Jesus. Your presence guides us. We thank you for your presence today, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bask in your glory this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, Lord, you are there in our midst. We thank you, Jesus, that you are here today. We honor your presence, Lord. We honor your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bow down in your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah, because you are holy. Hallelujah. You are holy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. We honor you today, Lord. We reverence you today, Jesus. The reason why we gather, the reason why we come together is for you and your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise today, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you bless your saints today. All over this world, all over the nation. Yes. Hallelujah today, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus that whatever is troubling the hearts of your people, Lord, that you speak to that need in this service today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Guide us. Direct us. Give us peace, Lord. Calm us, Lord. Let us know, Lord, that all things are well. All things are under your control, Lord. As long as we direct all of our needs towards you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful, Lord. That's why we say, all I want is you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All I want is you, Jesus. Lord, as we call on your name, as we call on your name, as we say the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that our heart calms. Hallelujah, we begin to feel the peace.
Yes.
We begin to feel the guidance, Lord, leading us gently, directing us, Lord, in the direction that you want us to go. In the name of Jesus, word our mouths, Lord, that we would speak what you would have us to speak. Hallelujah, that we would be swift to hear and slow to speak. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in the name of Jesus that in this service, Lord, we would hear from you. Hallelujah, that we would put a demand on the anointing and all of the ministers that go forward today, Jesus. The singers, the psalmists, the prayer warriors, the musicians, that we as a people would put a demand on the anointing in your people. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
That we would get with the service, get in the service and demand the anointing on your people, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you would speak to us today. We thank you, Lord, that you would bless this house, bless the man and woman of God as they go forth and deliver the word and deliver the service in your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on, let's give him a good hand praise this morning. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, I was talking to someone this morning. And I was saying, they were asking me, how was I doing? I said, I'm just so tired. I'm sleepy, you know. And a lot of that comes with, you know, just the cares of life. You know, you just... sometimes you get a little weighed down and weary because of the cares of life. And the scripture came to me, cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. And this is what I pictured myself. It's like having a coat on. You take that coat off and you just kind of toss it on the chair or on the couch. So whatever you're carrying today, whatever that is, just come on, take it off. Come on, do this. Take it off. Whatever's weighing you down, take it off. Just kind of toss it to God. Lord, I give it to you. I cast this care onto you because I know you care for me. And don't take it back up. Don't put it back on. He's able to take care of it better than you are to carry it. He can take care of it better than you can carry it. So cast your care on the Lord, whatever that concern is, whatever those things that are weighing you down, cast it, give it to him. He cares for you, and he will work it out for you and for your good. Amen. How many of you believe that? Hallelujah. Lord, we just really do cast our cares on you, God, for you care for us, and we trust you in all things. Let's do our affirmation prayer. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree according to 3 John 2 that in every area of my life I am prospering and I am in good health. Even as my soul prospers, I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Welcome this morning to the Presence in Owosso. It's so good to see everyone here. We welcome everyone on live stream with us this morning as well. And want to take a moment. Is anyone here? It's your very first time with us here at the Presence. Would you stand? Do you mind standing? give him a hand clap. We're going to greet you in just a moment. You may be seated. Thank you so much. We're going to make our way because we love to love on everyone here. We take a moment for that. It's good to have the Lewises, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis, back with us. And everyone here, I want you to go find two or three people. You know how we do. Just go give a fist bump or a hug or however you want to do. Greet someone. This is a busy time of the year, and just to kind of take a minute to just bask in his presence, take a moment for yourself or someone else. I know last Sunday after we left, we went to a restaurant, and we saw this little old lady was sitting all by herself, and my husband had made a comment, and the kids were saying, we wish the seat was big enough just to invite her over to sit with us. We could all kind of scoot around, and I don't know if it was just the emotionalness from that service or what last Sunday, but I was sitting there and I was tearing up, wiping tears, just watching her sit by herself. I'm like, she probably wanted to be alone. Sometimes people go to be alone, but in my mind, I was wishing she could sit with us. And then a couple days later, I went to one of the restaurants here in Owosso and brought my laptop. I was going to kind of do some research and look up some job opportunities. And there was this lady that got seated, and I would say my dad's 77. She was probably maybe 5 years older than him by looks. And she got seated at the same time and was right here on the other side. She goes, would you like company? And I probably, all over my face, was right thinking, oh, I had this to do, that to do. And I said, sure. End up being like a two-hour little get-together. She's from Northeast, and we learned a lot about each other. And it's just slowing down the hustle and bustle of everything we have to do sometimes. And maybe that was, she needed it and I needed it. So it was a great time. But so I just encourage you guys, continue every time you're here, giving someone a hug. And when you're out and about, take time during this busy, busy time for yourselves too. But we love you. Thank you so much for being here. We want to take time to let our children go. If you will stand and make your way back. Let's give our children a hand clap. Our presence kids. Awesome. And now will you give a hand clap and help us welcome Pastor Alvin Frugé.
Thank you, Yara. Listen, I needed you at the Christmas team members training yesterday. We had an awesome time. Our team members training is, we do it every other first Saturday, and we just kind of come together and we pour into those who serve and just encourage them more. But yesterday we did sort of a Christmas TMT, and it was just great. We had an ugly Christmas sweater contest. We had Gary and Tamala. I'm just telling you, they should just start a business of doing parties. They do such an awesome job. Gary came up with this game that's sort of like bingo, but he calls it glory. And you get a card, and he will yell out different sayings that are on the card. You know, the Lord is good, or Jehovah Jireh. And so you have to, you know, get your card covered. And when you get something in a row, you don't shout bingo, you shout glory. And I tell you what, Miss Jane Russell won 2 times in a row. We got to the third game. I said, Miss Jane, don't you yell out glory no more. But it was so good. But we had an ugly Christmas sweater contest. And I know I had the best sweater. I know I did. And so we had about eight. I didn't. We had about 8 people that were contestants. And after we had modeled, then we stood up in front of everybody. And then Gary said, okay, clap for this one and clap for this one. And it got to me. It was like crickets. And I think the game was fixed. I don't know. No, but Jerry Baree, she won it, man. She did such an awesome job. She made hers. But it was just a great time. It's a great time of fellowship. Such a great time of fellowship. And so I love this time of the year. And I'm going to share here in just a minute. I love this time of the year. But, you know, I'm going to do something. We usually do it towards the end of the service, but I just feel like I want to do it now. And since I'm the senior pastor, I guess I can, you know. Good to see the Rojases. Love y'all so much. Look, I was about to send a search party out for you. I was about to send. Love y'all. Well, we have a couple here that has been attending quite frequently, and I've been in talks with them talking with them, and they want to formally make it public that they are joining our church. And so I'm just so excited about that. I told them ahead of time that, you know, we're going to bring them forward and pray over them and just let the people know. But I don't know. I'm so honored that the mayor of Owosso and her husband, but I'm going to say it this way, Kevin and Kelly Lewis, desire to publicly acknowledge that they are members of the Presence in Owosso. So would you all please come forward?
Shh.
Sweetheart, would you come up with me? And if there's anyone else here, I'm looking. I don't think I see any. Y'all come up more this way. If there's anyone else and you want to publicly acknowledge your membership here, I love this couple. Love, love, love this couple. And I will tell you, bring it down just a bit. No, you don't have to stop. Just bring, Kelly Lewis, over 2 years ago, I'm one of the first people that I approached about running for city council. And she was just so welcoming and just so encouraging. And then I've got the chance to meet Kevin, and we're going to hang out a little bit probably this week. He does his form of exercising is boxing. And so he wants to take me Thursday and beat me up. Look, man, I'm just going to tell you, you saw me stick and move when I was preaching, right? I'm going to be like that. But I love this couple and just their spirits, and I appreciate them so much. And so we are honored to receive Kevin and Kelly Lewis as a part of our church family. So would you extend your hands this way, and we're going to just pray over them. Father, thank you. You do all things well, and you don't make any mistakes. We're just so thankful that you've sent Kevin and Kelly our way. And we know that when someone joins our church, there's a twofold blessing. It is because of what they're going to receive as a part of our church family, and the gifts that they have in whatever way that you have blessed them. Thank you for the teaching gift and the biblical knowledge that Kelly Lewis has. We thank you for the giftings that are within Kevin, that we have no idea what you have planned for them as a part of our church. We're just so thankful. And I pray that they would have a sense of family, a sense of togetherness, a sense of connection. From this day forward, I'm sure they felt it before today. But we receive them as a part of our church family, and we bless them. Everything that concerns them, their business ventures, their household, their family, God, we pray that you would just overflow in their lives from this day forward. We receive them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into our church family. We thank you, God, that you add to the church those who are being saved and are already saved. And so we thank you for the Lewis family, and we receive them now. In your name we pray. Bless them. Amen and amen. Amen. Love y'all. Love y'all. So now we're not going to do this right now, but we usually have people to actually walk around and hug you and slobber all over you and everything. But I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. When church is over, I want you to make your way to them. Would you do that and just receive them? Let's give them one more big hand. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. You ready for the word of the Lord? I'm ready. Woo, y'all gonna get it today. Turn with me to Matthew, the second chapter. Matthew, the second chapter. You know what to do next? What are you going to do next? Ah, there you go. Lift your Bible up or your phone and just say this: I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you that you're speaking in this house. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that we would have ears to hear what you have to say to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read Matthew 2, verses 1 and 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi, those would be the wise men who specialize in astronomy and astrology and natural science. Wise men, Magi, from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." I want to use as a subject this morning, the star is born. Look at somebody and say, the star is born. Come on, look at somebody else and say, the star is born. So now let me just say this, because I was doing a series on what? What was I doing a series on? Faith. Have faith in God. I'm gonna wait till Will gets kind of gets settled. Cause keep it in that. Yeah. It was kind of funny because I was in a star. Ding, 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 ding. Right on cue. I was doing a series and I haven't finished it on a half faith in God. But when December hits, man, I want to talk about the birth of Christ. I'm always excited about talking about the. I love the Christmas season. It's probably one of my favorite. Seasons, the favorite, okay? And so, you know, thank you guys. We are officially, I say officially, in the Christmas season. Now, I love to ask this question. This is not a part of my message at all, but it's December the 4th. It's December the 4th. How many of you have finished your Christmas shopping? Okay, now, those of you who raised your hand, did you even start? Or you? see, there you go. There you go. How many haven't even started? Yeah. How many not going to start? Oh. So, you know, I said we are officially in the Christmas season, but if you go by retailers, the Christmas season started back in September. I mean, October. I went into the Lowe's up here. This was in October. I'm almost positive. The Lowe's, they've had not one Santa Claus at the entrance, two. One is Caucasian and the other one is black. I don't understand necessarily. I guess they want to have unity or something, but since October. One year I got angry. I didn't say anything, but I was just angry. Because I was going into a business, I can't remember what business it was, and it was October, and the Salvation Army guy was ringing the bell. And I'm like, no, in my head, no, you're not supposed to be here until after Thanksgiving. And, you know, they want to get your attention, so they're saying Merry Christmas. No, not in October. Black Friday has now become Black October, November, and December. Has Christmas been overly commercialized? Yes. Yes. There is a blatant and intentional movement to mute and even erase the real meaning of Christmas. And Christmas is the, think about this, is Christmas is the only nationally recognized holiday. I mean, things shut down on Christmas Day. Look, if you forgot something for your Christmas dinner, you ain't gonna find a store open on Christmas Day. It is the only nationally recognized holiday where the celebrant, being Jesus Christ, is rarely, if at all, mentioned. I saw a TV commercial one year, and it was a retailer. I can't remember what retailer it was, but at the end, they didn't say Merry Christmas. They didn't say Happy Holidays. They said Merry Holidays. I'm like, but that said, Christmas is, think about it, the one time of the year where the world, even in their ignorance, at least ventures into the neighborhood of Christ. It at least gives us the opportunity to have a conversation and ask, do you really know what Christmas is all about? Do you really know? Growing up as a child, every Christmas, my mom and dad, we would not open Christmas gifts until they told us the Christmas story. They wanted us to understand what Christmas really meant. And it is the time for us as Christians to lovingly remind the world that without Christ, there is really no Christmas. Okay? There is no happy holidays without the Holy One. All that said, the Word of God, just to bring balance, because I believe it's important that we rightly divide the Word of God. I believe it's important that we truly understand what is biblically correct and what is really just sort of tradition. Okay? But the Word of God never instructed Christians to celebrate or even commemorate the birth of Christ. You won't find it in the Word where it says, you know, to take a week or a day or whatever to honor and celebrate and commemorate the birth of Christ. Now that said, the birth of Christ was and always will be a monumental event as it relates to Christ coming to this earth for our redemption. What an awesome, and maybe in the next couple of weeks we'll get more into that story, because there's so many things that are woven into the Christmas story that just, I mean, the way God orchestrated that thing, I'm telling you, it's a miracle upon miracle upon miracle, and he did that for us, and we should always remember it. We should never lose sight of it. We should always thank God for it. But we were never instructed in Scripture to celebrate or commemorate it. We were never, let me say it this way, we were never instructed to celebrate Jesus' birthday or do anything in remembrance of that day. Get that? Jesus told his disciples to remember his dying, but he did not tell his disciples or the church to remember or commemorate the day he was born. Can I get more of an amen? My dad's up here, he's amen and real good, because but it's the truth. It's the truth. Now, that said, is it a sin to celebrate Christmas? No. Is God going to strike you down and set your Christmas tree on fire if you put one up? No. Okay? I don't believe God is offended when we express love to one another as we remember his precious gift to us, because really that's the whole point of us giving gift to one another, is that others, that God gave the best gift ever to us. And so in a way, that's what we're doing. We are expressing the spirit of giving in the form of Xboxes, shoes, and... But here's the thing. The spirit of giving is always in season. It's always in season. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, God truly looks at the intent of your heart. So now let's sort of get into the Christmas story a little bit. Because here are a few things about the Christmas story that we need to clear up. Okay? First, Jesus was most probably not born in December. Okay. Now, I faintly sort of remember why it ended up being in December. Some people who had power put it on that day because they were trying to circumvent the worship or the of a particular idol or something like that, and so they made it. You know, let's celebrate Christ's birth in this month, but. So here are a few things that we, from the Christmas story, that I believe more than prove that it wasn't in December or the winter. Joseph and Mary would have most probably not made the estimated 80-mile trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem while she was 9 months pregnant in the dead of winter. Okay? And also, we know about the shepherds who watched their flock by night, the night Christ was born. They would not have been watching flock by night in winter. They didn't do it in the winter. So, yeah, in the field. So Jesus was probably born in the spring or summer. So it was hot in that manger, in that stable. Okay? So just to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, December 25th is not Jesus' official birthday. Okay? It's a date that we use to commemorate when he was born. Okay? Which brings us to the star the wise men saw and followed. Oh, that star. Well, here's the thing. If you read both accounts of Jesus' birth in both Matthew and Luke closely, you'll find that the scriptures never say that there was a star in Bethlehem the night Jesus was born. What? Now, Luke's account of Jesus' birth never even mentions a star. Never. It mentions the shepherds. It mentions the angels appearing to the shepherds. But it never mentions a star. Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing it. No, it wasn't there. It wasn't. We can't sing that song no more. But no star. Some of the songs, Christmas songs, we shouldn't be singing. We three kings of Orient are scratched. There wasn't three kings. Wasn't three wise men. Now, there were three gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we assumed that because there were three gifts, that there were three kings. No, that's not how they traveled. They traveled in a cast. They traveled in a, I mean, it was probably, it could have been anywhere from 12 to 20 or 40. Okay? Boy, some of y'all going to really have to change your nativity scenes now. You ain't got no star. You got more than three wise men, which means you got to pack that thing in a little bit more. Now, Matthew's account of Jesus' birth tells us there was an unusual star, but it was in the east. And it doesn't even mention specifically when that star appeared to the wise men. Now let's read again our text, Matthew the second chapter. And I'm also going to read verse 9. Now, after Jesus was born, when? It's important because I'm going to get back to that. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east." Where did they see the star? "And have come to worship him." When Herod, now go to verse 9. They've talked with Herod, and Herod's tripping and all that. Look, verse 9 says, "After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the went before them as it had before, until it came and stood over the place where the child was." So, the wise men weren't even present in Bethlehem the night Jesus was born. So now you got to take the wise men out of your nativity scene. No star, no wise man. All you got is sheep, goats, Mary and Joseph. And the baby. Lord, I'm forgetting about the baby. Well, which brings me to the next point. No, I'm just kidding.
Look. I'm not trying to ruin your Christmas, but I think it's important that we have the facts, what's truly in the Word of God, and what sort of has been become tradition, all right? So, where and when did this star appear to the Magi? Well, we don't necessarily know exactly when, but you see over and over again that it says the east. And I could show you various scriptures, but whenever you see the east in scripture, it usually is referring to Babylon, okay? The east, Babylon, the children of Israel who had been captive in Babylon, came from the east, Babylon, back to Jerusalem, all right? So most probably these wise men came from Babylon, which is approximately, wait for it, 900 miles from Bethlehem. And this trip would have taken the wise men at least, at the minimum, 4 to 5 months to go from Babylon to Bethlehem. So the night Jesus was born, the wise men were still in the east, 900 miles away, preparing to make the journey to Bethlehem, which means the star was in the east as well, not in Bethlehem. Have I ruined anybody's Christmas yet? This also means that by the time the wise men made it to Jesus, he was much older than just a couple of hours. Now let's read Matthew 2:11 says, after coming into the house. Wait a minute. No, wait. Jesus was born in a manger. He was born, you know, swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. What are you talking about coming into the house? Well, by the time they got there, the wise men got there, it could have been anywhere from 6 to 2 years. Jesus could have been anywhere from 6 months old to 2 years old. They didn't stay in the stable that long. That's why by the time the wise men got there to Bethlehem, he was in a house. Are you with me? All right. So it says, after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All right? So contrary to what we kind of have been... what we see in terms of the Christmas story, by the time the wise men arrived in Bethlehem, as I said before, Jesus could have been anywhere from 6 months old to almost 2 years. And the reason why we know that is, let's read Matthew 2:16. Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi because they went back another way, didn't tell all their business, he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity from 2 years old and under. Why did he do that? Because based on what the Magi had told them, based on the time that they arrived, Herod knew that that baby had to be anywhere from probably 6 months old to 2 years old. So he's like, I'm going to kill them all. I'll get it. Not a newborn. So where does that leave us? Here's what we do know. First, we know that God wanted these wise men to come worship the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. So he provided them a guide in the form of a bright star. This star led these wise men 900 miles, estimated, to the star, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Now, can I say to you that in the same way that Jesus provided a star for the wise men to follow, he has provided mankind a star to follow? It is the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us. It is the Holy Spirit that draws us. That is the star. God is wooing us. He's saying, listen, you need to go to Jesus. You need to go to Jesus. God doesn't want anyone in this world to miss the star who was born for us. We know this. Listen, it may not have been in December. That's okay. It don't matter. The wise men may not have been there. That's okay. That don't matter. What matters is that Jesus came. Second, while we don't know exactly when Christ was born, we know that he came. Look at somebody and say, the star was born. God gave mankind the greatest gift ever given. Emmanuel, God with us. And he sent some wise men, some magi, 900 miles away so that they could recognize, so that they could honor, so that they could worship this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God's desire for man to worship Christ has not changed. And it doesn't matter whether there was a star shining on the night he was born. It doesn't matter how hot it was. Doesn't matter how cold it was. Doesn't matter how many kings there were. It doesn't matter whether you saw a star or didn't see a star. What matters is that he came. And he came for you. And that's worth celebrating. And no matter how much the world tries to remove him from center stage, Jesus is still and will always be the star of the show. I don't care how many times, amen. I don't care how many times you say happy holidays. I don't care how many times you say merry holidays. I don't care how many times you say X Christmas, whatever that means. Jesus is still the reason for the season. The Christmas season, even with its many traditions that may not quite line up with the actual biblical account, is built upon this one truth. Jesus, the star, the light of the world, was born of a virgin to bring salvation to a dying world. And it doesn't matter whether he came in December. It doesn't matter whether he came on July 8th. Which happens to be my birthday. I'm just saying, if we want to pick a date. The fact of the matter is, he came. And that's worth celebrating. The last thing I want to share with you, I want to read to you Matthew, the second chapter. And I'm closing with this. Matthew 2, verse 3 says this. When Herod the king heard this, what did he hear? This is what he heard. The Magi came, and this is what they said. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Now watch. Think about this. These wise men, these astrologers, astronomers, are coming to the king, who is supposed to be receiving the worship, who is supposed to be receiving the honor and adoration. And these men say, hey, king, what's up? Yeah, we didn't come to see you. We're looking for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have come to worship him. Now watch what the king's response was in verse 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Can I tell you that that verse right there is why the world doesn't like us. That right there is why the world doesn't want us to celebrate the real reason for Christmas. The reason they don't want you to say, the reason they won't say Merry Christmas is because every time they say Merry Christmas, they have to acknowledge Christ. The world is still troubled, just like Herod was. The world is still troubled because they don't want you to worship Jesus. That's why I say,
When someone says, Happy Holidays, you just smile right back at them and say, Merry Christmas to you too. Don't get in an argument. Don't get in a, I said Merry Christmas. You got to do all that. Here's my encouragement and challenge to you. Let's continue to shine our light. We are the light of the world now. Let's continue to shine our light on the true star, the only star, the true light of the world, this Christmas season and every season. Amen? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we're not ignorant concerning these things. We know that you weren't born on December 25th. We know that some of the details that have come through history aren't exactly 100% accurate. But with pure hearts, when this season arrives in December, we are so thankful that you came. May we never lose sight of that. Many of us have Christmas trees. Many of us give gifts. We get involved in the giving of this season, but we never lose sight that it is because you came. And we're so thankful. We're so thankful. So as many have not even started their Christmas shopping, their Christmas giving, I pray that during this time that we would do it with hearts full of joy and thankfulness, that you have blessed us in such a way that we can be a blessing to others, whether it's our children, grandchildren, parents, family members, friends, loved ones. May the true spirit of giving in remembrance of you coming be the fuel for our celebrating this year. Thank you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you that you sent your Son to that lowly manger and then into the house. Into the cross, into that grave, out of that grave, and into our hearts. We bless your name and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a big hand praise. Now look at somebody and tell them, blessed Christmas to you. Come on, tell them, blessed Christmas to you. Thank God for his word. Well, are you ready to give to the Lord? I said, are you ready to give to the Lord? Bye. Come here. Come here, bye. He didn't know I was going to do this, but he knows what I'm asking him to come up for, and I think it's important. We announced to you last Sunday that we have a brand new, come on up. We have a brand new website, thepresenceowasso.org, and with that, amen. And with that, we have a new app. We have a new app. So Bythe, would you can you tell them how to? Because people are watching, then they might want to do that as well.
Okay. So basically, all you have to do is go to your app store. I'm an Android person, so I'll tell you what you need to do as far as Android. And Apple people, you know how to get to your app store. So basically, you go to the app store, and you look for R-O-U-R/church. And it's a little symbol, looks like a little church. It's blue. Download that, Once you download it, it takes you to a spot where you just put in, you can put in either the presence or you can put in Owasso, and it'll bring up the presence. It'll also bring up Pastor Alvin's page, but you don't want to select that one. Unless you want to. I wish it would let you toggle between the two.
It will, but you have to actually come out.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, so you go to our church, put that in, and that's it. It's pretty simple. If you have any questions, you can always find me in the back, and I'll be more than happy to help.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So go to your app store, type in O-U-R, just a space. Okay, don't write out the word space, but just a space, and then church. And then you'll see like a little blue background with a white dotted church, right? Click on that, and then type in the presence or Owasso, and you'll see the presence in Owasso. And when you click on that, boom, you've got the app on your phone. So cool. It'll allow you to give. What else allow you to do? Live stream. Yeah, so it's pretty awesome. We got an app, y'all. That's cool. Thank you, Bythe. Appreciate that. All right. And here are the ways to give. And or you can give here in the house as well. All right. Lift that gift up or your phone, whatever. Lord, thank you that we're a blessed church. And we thank you for your blessings. Thank you that we have a good name in the city. We pay all of our bills on time. Thank you that we have the opportunity to give to missions, home and foreign. And we just honor you for the faithfulness, and thank you for the faithfulness of your people who give so faithfully. Bless those who are giving today. Thank you, Lord, that the seed that leaves their hand never leaves their life, but it goes into their future and it multiplies. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say it again, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So we give today with cheerful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, give to the Lord. All right. So now, two things. Actually, three. But first, I want to say that this coming, y'all know that Christmas Day is on a Sunday. All right. Okay. We are having service on Christmas Day. We're having a Christmas concert. The Christmas concert will be presented on both Christmas Eve, December 24th at 7 p.m., and I would say that that evening is, you know, we're really inviting the community to come out. We're really wanting, more of the community come on that night. And then Sunday morning, Christmas morning at 10 a.m., we'll be doing a concert. We're going to change the stage. It's really a cantata. Look that up. And but it's going to be really nice. The children are going to be presenting something, and it's going to be an awesome cantata is what it really is. Okay, so that's December 24th, Christmas Eve at 7 p.m., and then Christmas Day at 10 a.m. All right, then the next thing is I just want you to mark your calendars for the first Sunday in 2023, January 1st. Yes, it's New Year's. Yes, we are having church at 10 a.m., we're not changing the time. Look, you will not want to miss that Sunday. It is. We're going to do some stuff on that Sunday, the first Sunday of the year, January 1st. All right? Mark your calendars. And the last thing I want to say, remember, when we dismiss right now, I want you to make sure that you make your way to Kelly and Kevin and Kelly Lewis and welcome them. Just hug their necks and welcome them as a part of our church family. Amen? Stand on your feet. Seven. It's seven on the thing, right? Seven. Yes, it is. Seven. It's seven. All right. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We love you. Remember, the star is born.